from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Drive is live.
Yes, we've been working so hard for this 1 hour. I mean, these three segments, almost make it to the show. We were working so hard. Tyler got the day off, well deserved. Go ahead, man. Have you a good time? I don't know what he's doing.
He's heading east. He said yesterday he's heading east.
Is he? Oh,
doing
that's
a little
right.
Gambling.
Yeah. By the way, Brian Daboll dropped some weight here. I just missed that.
Ozempic.
I don't know it. Damn, man. It can't be just healthy. You don't think they got people around him to put him on a plan? He looked good, though.
He does look good. Damn near doesn't look like if he took that Giants logo off his chest, I'd have had to double take.
I want the jacket off of him. I want to see what all he's done. Not any further. But,
yeah, I mean, that's the next question. Is have you been in a weight room or did you just hit that Ozempic, man?
No, it could be just eating better, man. It ain't always got to be that.
Yeah,
I'm assuming
he was just eating like trash before. Yeah,
maybe
we've all been there.
Chris Santiago is going to continue rolling with us. Remember, as Lopez said, 3 o'clock coming up right after we get done here in less than an hour. Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast will take over for the pregame show as they'll lead you into the start of the game coming up right here on Sports Radio 610. As the Texans will take on the Steelers. I know there's some more you want to dig into with that Damian Pierce thing, but before we get there, I want to get some housekeeping stuff out there. If you are just jumping on and joining us, this, according to Aaron Wilson, several Texans not slated to play against the Steelers tonight. We talked about that could be the case. Tytus Howard with that minor knee injury is now what's being reported. Remember, he had to be taken off the field under his own power, and then he's going to miss tonight's game. Laremy Tunsil, so both the tackles are going to be out tonight. Kamari Laster has an ankle, apparently being reported from Aaron Wilson, Clint, so he'll be out tonight. Another ankle with Will Anderson Jr., he'll be out tonight. Tim Settle, somebody who would have been nice to get to see out in that interior, he'll be out tonight with a calf. Dez King has a groin issue. Christian Harris, who we've not seen, has that calf issue. He's not playing. Charlie Heck isn't. Tegan Quartoriano isn't. Noah Brown, Jeff Okuda, Brevin Jordan, Dieter Elsland is not playing. And then Danico Autry, he isn't playing either. So that's a lot of guys. I didn't see Joe Mixon's name on there, which is interesting. I'd be surprised if he played. He has not practiced. And in a long time. So that'd be one to look out for.
Yeah, I would be surprised if Joe Mixon hits the field. I would be surprised if the other one on there, Stephon Diggs, is not on there somehow.
Yeah, he didn't practice yesterday.
He did not practice yesterday. Wonder if either one of those two guys go. Two of, you know, I think as you look at the new ads here, there's five of them, three on the defensive side of the football and two on the offensive side of the football. I mean the big ads, you know, big names. And how many of those guys are we going to get to see tonight? You got Diggs and Mixon on the offensive side of the football. You got Danico Autry, Daniil Hunter, and Azeez Al-Shaair on the defensive side of the football. Looks like Hunter and Al-Shaair are going to play on the defensive side of the football. And maybe possibly Diggs. So maybe we can see three of the big five that they brought in to the win now moves, if you will. Maybe we can see three of those five guys tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. By the way, the offensive line, first team O-line that we believe C.J. Stroud will be behind. Blake Fisher, who will be at left tackle, he's been getting a lot of the reps, all the reps really, with the first team since Laremy Tunsil's been down. He's going to start at left tackle. Kenyon Green at left guard. Juice Scruggs at center. Shaq Mason at right guard. And then right tackle is going to be Nick Brocker. Nick Brocker is starting at right tackle. So your tackles is a rookie in Blake Fisher and then a young player in Nick Brocker who will start at right tackle tonight. So
I thought Nick was a guard.
I did too.
Thought he was. Huh. Must be versatile. Good for him.
Good for him. Get a start here. Just good make for sure, him. Hey, look. Just make sure you have your ass protecting tonight.
Yeah, this game just got real big for Nick Brocker. If Nick Brocker, who plays inside, typically guard, I believe, if he can swing out and make a little noise, there's an opportunity beyond Blake Fisher at that tackle position. I don't know that Charlie Heck's going to hang on to the gig. So, big-time opportunity for Nick Brocker. If he can play, hell, inside and out, boy, that'd be, whether it's in Houston or not, that would be some hellacious film.
It would be.
You can play all four positions, maybe even all five if you can snap
it. I hope he does for his sake, but just make sure you protect CJ.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like last year, CJ took a couple of shots coming from that right side before George Fant got it together against the Patriots. I remember. So have a good one. So that's a little bit of the housekeeping stuff. By the way, who do you think is, when we look at the guys aren't going to play, who do you get a sense that they're going to be most hurt by missing this game? Because obviously they've already played one preseason game, but all these games mean things in terms of your position on the team, your position in the lineup, your position if you'll make the team. Who you think is hurt most by this game?
Well,
by missing this game,
there's a few of them. I think Dez King, because yep. we know how this we know how the organization feels about Dez King. And
they got him just in case guy.
Yeah. Well, and you got Jalen Petrie moving down there, and if you can't. Go and show and go toe to toe in a preseason game, whether you're playing in the third quarter or it doesn't matter. If you can't get out there and be seen at the same time that Jalen Petrie's being seen, you're losing ground, right? So I think it's big for Dez King. We just talked about Charlie Heck. I think Charlie Heck with the injuries is on the verge of losing a spot, and they're bringing guys in at tackle. They're moving guys. Guys are getting run at tackle.
You're missing a big one.
Well, I'm saving that one because I think that's more.
Yeah, I want to see if we have this
is more about,
the same page.
Well, the guys I'm talking about are more about losing or gaining a position, like winning or losing, like a competition battle, right? And I think Jeff Okudah is the other one because this would be a big
opportunity. That's the one for me. That's the one for me, Jeff Okudah.
Well, I would go with Kamari. I thought you were going with Kamari. Like Kamari Lassiter needs this run. He ain't played NFL football. He needs this run. So
yeah,
this
but he's got a job.
Oh, he's definitely, yeah, you're right. No,
but
he's
I
got
mean,
a job.
Jeff Okudah.
He's missing a big opportunity.
Like if Kamari Lassiter doesn't play in this game, and Jeff Okudah came out and like looked good, made some plays, I think that becomes a different conversation. I would think now C.J. Henderson has this opportunity because he is going to play tonight.
Yeah.
But Jeff Okudah, to me, and we've watched practice and kind of see it on the unofficial depth chart, I think they have him at a higher regard than they have C.J. Henderson right now. And had he been able to play with Kamari Lassiter out and made a couple of plays, he had a whatever the cornerback version of what Xavier Hutchinson had in this game. I think then Kamari Lassiter just given a job might potentially be a conversation. So that's why I think that's a big miss for him not being able to go in this.
Yeah, look, I think both of those corners. Jeff Okuda's missing a huge opportunity to at least get some really good film out there, if not make the coach question what the hell he's doing with Kamari Lassiter. Now, I think the Kamari Lassiter situation is interesting. This is going to be 2 of 4 preseason games. Not real sure how bad the ankle is. It's kept him out of 3 practices, I think, at this point in time, and a preseason game. You're going to be up against it before you know it, in a sense of well, how much football has this kid played before you throw him out there against the Colts opening week?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know how much he's going to play in a 3rd preseason game with a bum ankle right now. I don't know how much the starters are going to play in a 4th preseason game. So,
yeah,
we're running out of time here. But clearly the organization is extremely confident in his ability to play outside corner. And hopefully the ankle's all right and he can get back soon as possible. But it's big for both of those corners, no doubt.
Damn, Jeff. That was your shot. The other guys, yeah, like I think Tim Settle kind of has his position. I personally would like to see him, but I think he probably has whatever his position is.
Yeah, he started 36 games in the last couple.
And I think Hill, for the first time, I think like Brevin Jordan's good. I feel like it's kind of clear cut on what his position is. Tekken Quatoriano, though, woo.
Yeah,
I don't know, because I obviously we know Dalton. Then it feels like Brevin is kind of slot himself right in there.
Yeah.
And then Cade has kind of taken over.
Well, I tell you what I was hoping in camp, and I agree with you. I think Brevin's safe at this point in time. He's too damn good at this point in time. He's too good of a weapon.
And role is defined.
A unique weapon, if you will. What I think the big thing about Brevin Jordan missing training camp is, and this may have never even been in the damn plans. I don't know. I'm just personally saying this. I was looking forward to him doing a lot more out of the backfield, that Andrew Beck role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was looking forward to seeing, can he carry that load and do some of those things and become even more versatile and explosive than he already is? Because you want to talk about a guy that you know, we saw it with, man, what was the dude's name? He hadn't done much since, but, man, he had a year or two with the Titans. Real, real fast tight end.
Oh, Jonnu Smith?
Yeah. You remember him lining up in the backfield at fullback and acting like he was going to lead on the damn Mike linebacker, and boop, he's over the top and splitting the safeties, and with that speed, taking to the house. Like, I thought there was a chance that Brevin Jordan would be able to expand his role and be even more valuable and even be more explosive of a weapon. And while I think he's safe and I think they'll find ways to use him, not being available in training camp for a week or for a handful of days, I think is gonna hamper his ability to do those things.
Yeah. All right. So that is kind of the housekeeping things there. All right, Clint. You said it through the week, and now we're here on game day. And this is probably going to be a topic in the post game show with you and Sean. Make sure you stay tuned, listening right after the game ends. Sean and Clint have the post game show for you right here on Sports Radio 610. Your number one thing that you're still watching and looking for, and it seems like maybe it's universal because the fellas from In the Loop were talking about it. Your number one thing is still Dameon Pierce.
Absolutely.
That's the number one story for you out there. It surpassed the Kenyon Green story now. This has become a bigger deal.
I think the Kenyon Green thing is still the is going to have the biggest impact, because you're talking about a starting guard that's going to,
particularly for this game,
right? For this game, a guy that we haven't seen yet in action, and a guy that's got one of the most fascinating stories that I've seen in football. I mean, this guy would have been a 1,000-yard rusher for the most dysfunctional franchise in the league 2 years ago. And he was one of about maybe 2 or 3 promising things through the Culley years and the Lovie Smith year. I guess it was the Lovie Smith, because he didn't play with Culley, did he? He was a Lovie year. He was one of the most promising things through that.
He came into the year. He was the number one weapon on the offense.
He's that dude, right? And so for that guy to so quickly be replaced by a scat back that. Regardless of who it was, to end up on a damn sideline and his duties being relinquished to a kickoff return guy, it's just and the stories that were flying around about this guy. I mean, it was wild, man. And so now the fact that he's still here, the fact that the organization clearly is bought in and invested in him being a back on this team, a backup running back on this team, number 2 to Joe Mixon, tells me that there's something there. And the fans know this guy. We've seen him. We've seen him. Everybody that pays close enough attention absolutely loves the dude. So I just think that I think tonight is about Dameon Pierce getting that run. Dameon Pierce, you know, getting beyond the whole he doesn't fit this scheme thing, which I think was silly as hell the whole time anybody was saying it. But I don't think that was ever the case. But hopefully he can go out there and prove that. He is more 2022 than 2023.
Yeah, I'm even intrigued to see him do it with this offensive line too. I like even that part of it where it doesn't have Tytus Howard and Laremy Tunsil. And I'm intrigued to see it. Like for me, Clint, I hope he is the focus with the first unit. I hope the focus is let's try to establish the run and establish him. Like I'll be honest with you. I'm good if CJ doesn't throw a pass. I'll be honest with you. I don't like I know what CJ is. I think a texter said that yesterday. To me, I do want to see, like, especially those three guys in the middle that we know are going to be
yes.
there.
Yeah.
And him. That to me, I would hope if they got one drive, two drives, that is the main priority is to see what he does. Because he has said it. They have all said it. Basically, we should see a totally different person, a totally different running back based off what he said, based off what they have said tonight. We should see a completely different guy.
I think you make a really good point. Like tonight is part of the excitement for me as well is, like, I know they're not going to go out there and throw the ball 10 straight times. Like there's going to be an emphasis on the run with Laremy Tunsil and Tytus Howard both out. There's going to be an emphasis on a run, which obviously is going to give them a good look at Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green inside. So I know it's got to be a focus. It's got to be priority number one coming out of this preseason is can we get this running game going? Joe Mixon obviously ain't going to be available. Can we get this run game going with Dameon Pierce and this interior offensive line, these two newbies? Can we get it going? So I know it's going to be a big emphasis on the game from D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick. Along with that, what I think is just a fascinating story with Dameon Pierce. I feel like we're going to see something good, bad, or indifferent. We're going to see an effort to get that damn run game going. We're going to see an effort to give Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs and Dameon Pierce the opportunity that I think we've all been waiting for. And as Texans fans, if it ends up good, it takes this offense to a whole nother level. I mean, those three guys take this offense to a whole nother level if they're good players.
Like if you can, because as we said, Joe Mixon is just not going to be a guy that's, hell, nobody really in the league is a guy that's getting 25, 30 carries a game or getting that many carries. Like they're going to want to spell him and want to, especially at 28, 29 years old, they're going to want to mix things up.
17 game season, right? Yes. That's a great point, man. That's a great point. You just talk, even if you don't like Dameon Pierce, or not don't like, but you don't care one way or the other, and you haven't followed the story, and you don't care about the story, you just care about the Texans. Like, Dameon Pierce being able to take some of the load off of Joe Mixon early in a 17-game season for a team that hopes to play 20 or 21 games, to be honest with you, that's big, man.
And they were lucky that, you know, when they finally just ditched him, that was towards the end of the year, because I don't think Devin Singletary would have held up.
Right.
If you remember how, like, I mean, it was Devin and nobody else was getting touches, but it was only him. Like, he wasn't even really coming off the field in any route. That's not something that they can sustain for a 17 game season. So Dameon Pierce is going to be one of the number one stories to come out. And hopefully you're talking about it in a positive light after the game with Sean. All right, coming up, the big picture thing to look for tonight. There is a big, big picture thing that we're going to be watching for. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Got football coming up, baby. Got some football coming up here. Pre-game show is 33 minutes away. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne will take this thing over. And not just football, because we had football Thursday last week. But this football will involve C.J. Stroud, will involve Nico Collins, we believe, will involve a lot more starters than we saw last week. Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley Jr., we should start to see some of the major players for this team and the reason why so many people are excited about this thing. But, Clinton, as we get ready, those aren't the big picture things that you're looking at tonight, I don't think, right? There is the likes of, as we said, we'll see Damian Pierce, as we talked about in the last segment. We'll see CJ for the first time this season. We'll see Danielle Hunter, and maybe he's a part of this. But for you, there's a big picture thing to watch that it starts tonight, but will be a big, big, big thing throughout the season.
Well, I think the stars are just starting to align for us fans and for the media, right? I mean, I don't think it's any secret. Even the biggest fans, the biggest homers out there, I think can look at this team and go, okay, there's only a couple of question marks, right? I think the interior defensive line for the Texans was not addressed the way that they hoped to address it this offseason. They went after some big fish. They didn't land them. So they ended up getting some journeymen in there. Look, I think they did a good job with depth. I think they did a good job with journeymen. But at the end of the day, in the NFL in 2024, the quickest way to impact a game is with a defensive tackle that can dominate from the inside. We've seen Chris Jones do it. We saw, what was my man's name out there? First ballot Hall of Famer out in the Rams.
Aaron Donald.
We watched J.J. Watt do it inside and out here. They didn't land a guy that could do anything even remotely close to that, or at least that we think can. So the interior defensive line is from jump, from not addressing it in the draft, not addressing it in free agency. The one spot that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, I think, did not land the caliber player they wanted. So from jump, that's been an issue.
I think that's key too. When you say the caliber player they wanted, they clearly wanted it.
Yeah,
that's the one space they couldn't make it happen.
They wanted a force to be reckoned with, and I think they had a couple of guys that were above average impact type players last year, and they let both of those guys walk. So that could come back to bite them as well. So we'll see. But nonetheless, I think even the homerist of homers right out there can look at the defense and say, yeah, look, the interior defensive line is where you don't have all pro players. You don't have guys that have been in the system. You don't have guys that you feel like can impact the game in critical moments. Nobody from the inside is going to do it for four quarters, but critical moments. We watched the damn Super Bowl yesterday, and Chris Jones, two plays down inside the five-yard line in overtime, absolutely changed the game and gave the Chiefs a chance to win a Super Bowl. So that's what we're talking about. You didn't land that guy, so the weakness is inside defensively, Ron. And the stars just happen to be aligning because as I'm looking this week over – you know, Steelers Twitter and following some of the Steelers beat writers and reporters, it seems like that the Steelers offensive line has been really impressive. It seems like some of the minds around the league that I respect the most, that Ross Tucker's one, especially when he's talking offensive line, I cross paths with him. I know the dude. I know he's not just going to BS you. I know if he believes something, he'll put it out there. He believes this has a chance to be a top 10 offensive line in the NFL. So the stars are aligning for us to see what many believe is a top 10 offensive line, potentially a top 10 offensive line in the NFL, versus a defensive front with D'Amico Ryans that we know can rush the passer as well as, or we hope, feel like pretty confident can rush the passer with anybody out there with all the different options they have, especially when D'Amico Autry gets back.
Yeah.
But the question is, can they stop the run? I think the first couple of series tonight are going to tell it that they're going to tell us a little bit, give us a little peek behind the curtain, if you will.
Well, now the question is even added because the first six games of the season there is no Autry.
Right?
Can somebody get pressure from the inside?
Yep.
Can they do something make quarterbacks not be able to step
up? Yeah, good point.
That's going to now it's all going to be a big deal, and that's clearly to me. Arguably, and maybe not even arguably, the number one question mark on the team, right? I think you feel pretty good about most other parts. There's some questions, but I think you feel pretty good about most other parts on the team. The biggest incomplete, I don't know, has to be right there with those guys.
Yeah.
And tonight will be the first that we get to see of it.
Yeah. And the thing is we're not going to see a ton of it. But I do think there's potentially something there. Just keep an eye on it. In the first quarter, I mean, if the Texans defensive front gets pushed around, because here's the deal: the game is going to be set up for the offense to win, right? The game is going to be set up.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's going to be vanilla. D'Amico Ryans is not going. He's not going to be over there calling. I mean, he's not going to sink safeties into the box and rotate safeties late and. I mean, he's not going to show a bunch of pressures. He's not. I mean, it's set up to where, hey, it's going to be probably, they're probably going to be 11 personnel, so you're probably going to have two linebackers. And so it's going to be a six-man box, right? Maybe a seven-man sometimes. It's going to be a six-man box, and it's going to be our six versus your five plus your tailback, right? Plus your tight end, and if you want to put a fullback or whatever you want to put with your offensive in-the-box players, right? So it's going to be set up for the offense to ultimately have the advantage. You're not going to see a lot of pressures. You're not going to see all that. You're not going to see a lot of exotic looks. You're not going to see different alignments, I wouldn't think. Maybe you will, but I don't think you will. So it's set up for the offense to have the advantage. And if this defensive line gets pushed around in the first couple of series, then, you know, we got to really start scratching our head about what are you going to do. What are you going to do moving forward?
Fellas to watch. Foley should get action tonight.
Yep.
Mario Edwards, who you've been talking about.
That's where I'm at. Mario Edwards Jr., man.
Khalil Davis, yep. Blue Springs High School. He should get.
That's where you in school, isn't it?
That's right. Continues the lineage of defensive tackles. Yours truly was one of them as well.
That's right. the lineage
of defensive tackles.
That high school's known for their D tackles.
Yeah, James and Earl Jack.
That's right.
A couple of Nebraska kids. No, that's all right. They've got a few. But no, really, those Khalil Davis, Mario Edwards, Foley, Kurt Heinisch probably is going to get some early run. Those guys, Tim Settle's out today, which would have been good to see. But you just hear those names. Like, you hear those names. None of those names are, like, at best right now, they're either young and inexperienced or, you know, solid, which is the same as
Average. They're guys that have been role players for a long time. Yes. You got to count their stats. You got to count how many starts they've had to describe them to people. So that's we'll see what they can do in Houston. Mario Edwards Jr. is the one I'm keeping my eye on. I mean, if at practice flashes consistently, and then you hear Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans talking about him, he has really taken to the way that D'Amico Ryans wants his defensive lineman to play football. It's different. There's no reading. It's just pin your ears back and go eat. And go hunt, if you will. And it seems like Mario Edwards Jr. is responding to that really, really well. So that's who I'm keeping my eye on. But overall, their offensive line versus our defensive front can't get pushed around tonight in the first couple series.
Football tonight, big one in Pittsburgh with the Texans. Also baseball tonight. The Astros, they are in Boston for a big series against a team that is above 500 and above the Astros right now in the playoff hunt. Blanco gets the ball tonight. We'll see if he can kind of rebound from what he has been. He hasn't been bad, but kind of pick it up to where he was at the beginning of the year. So, big one tonight in Beantown for the Astros. Oh, yeah, guess what? That is our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We've talked about a lot of people. I find it hard to believe that somebody, that anybody else in that locker room, that tonight's game is more important than this one player. We got to talk about it. That's coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As we're getting closer. Sean Pendergast was just in the building. If you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, you saw him. He's getting ready for a pregame with Seth Payne. So a lot getting ready to get going as the Texans will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the first time we'll see a lot of the starters that are going to go tonight. So that comes up right behind us. Just in case you're just joining us, here is the starting offensive line tonight. Blake Fisher at left tackle, the rookie from Notre Dame. Left guard Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs at center. They both started last week. Shaq Mason, the regular right guard, will start. And then Nick Brocker, he is going to start in place of Titus Howard because he is one of many who are not going to be in this game. Titus Howard, Laremy Tunzel, Kamari Lasser, those are three starters. Will Anderson, a fourth. Tim Settle, Dez King's not going to play. Christian Harris, another starter. Charlie Heck is not going to play. Tegan Quatoriano is out for this game. Clint said, locked. Don't even have a conversation. Noah Brown is the fourth receiver on this team.
Yep.
He is out in this game with a strained shoulder. Jeff Okuda, boy, this could have been big for you tonight with Kamari Lasseter out. He will miss. Brevin Jordan will miss. Dieter Elslin will miss. And then Denico Autry out. So a lot of guys out. Left off that list, Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs. I'd be shocked if Joe Mixon played tonight. He has not practiced. He's not had on pads. We've not, or at least from what we've seen, has been reported. Even in Ohio over this week, he has not practiced yet. He's been working. We think he'll be ready for the season, obviously, but not practiced yet. So those are ones to watch as well. So a lot of guys out tonight, but still guys that are going to be in tonight.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I would be shocked if Joe Mixon gets in the game tonight. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why Stephon Diggs gets in the game tonight. I'm with you. I don't need to see anything more from Stephon Diggs. I'd like to see one little dress rehearsal maybe in that third preseason game.
I feel like Stephon Diggs is pushing to get in.
Oh, I think he – yeah, you know, I mean? Look, I mean, Steph, I don't think Stephon Diggs is quite Will Anderson in a sense of, like, you got to – you need to put a leash on his ass and be like,
but
nah, bro,
you can't. You missed yesterday. Go 15 straight plays.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's quite Will Anderson to where he's a danger to himself. But I do think anytime that there's a competition, I think he wants to be out there in the middle of it. A lot like CJ. You saw CJ last week, that Hall of Fame game on the sideline. I mean, he had a hard time controlling his emotions on the sideline. Hell, he was in sweat. So, I doubt we see either one of those guys as well. But look, there is. To be honest with you, I'd rather it that way. Where this team is at right now, I mean, you've got some key roles that you got to fill. You've got some key roles that you got to fill. I'm talking about, regardless of who it is, the number two running back on his football team, if your plan is to play 20 to 21 football games this season, you need two horses, right? And you've got one guy with an Achilles that's been torn twice in recent history that looked good last week, but I mean, obviously he's just it was just a very, very small flash in the pan, if you will. That number two back needs to be Damian Pierce in a big way. You look at that nickel defender with Jalen Petrie. That is a guy that's a starter. I mean, I think Jalen Petrie is proving. Now, I think they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I think he has got to sit out to prove over the next two preseason games that this is his starting spot, and he's down in, down out that dude. And so I think there's a handful of spots over there, Ron, that are literally for. That's, I mean, the film that they're putting out there is for D'Amico Ryans and him to figure out what they're going to do with that at said position.
Yeah. I listen, we've talked about a lot of players. And Clint, I don't think there is one player who this game is bigger for than John Metchie. John Metchie, to me, this has to be – he has to have some sort of noticeable impact. And I don't mean just like one of those, hey, man, you got to watch it three or four times to see it. You got to do a deep dive in film on his route and what he needs to have a noticeable impact tonight, in my opinion. Or I think he is in real trouble. I do. I think when you start to look at the numbers with receivers here, and to me it felt like the conversation changed, right? As D'Amico earlier said, yes, we've been doing a great thing in practice, but we need to also start to see that stuff in the games. And he's got to do something and do something tonight and have some sort of a performance that puts him back into a place where he is looked at to be a part of this team, Clint, or I think he's in real trouble making this team.
Oh, no, he is in real trouble. I mean, he like you said,
he's got to have something.
It's got to start tonight, and it's got to continue for the next couple of weeks. I mean, because, you're up against it here. I mean, you got another 2 weeks. Because week four in the preseason, there's going to be a big opportunity because I don't think you're going to see any of the starters, and so you're going to have four quarters damn near. So there's going to be a big opportunity there. But you're up against it. I mean, you're within a 2 week window here of you proving that you can play at this level, proving that you can crack the top five or six receivers for this franchise. Now, this is unfortunately, I mean, this is one of the deeper wide receiver rooms in the game, and you're fighting an uphill battle because you're at 8 or 9 right now, trying to get to the top six. There's a lot of competition here. It's not the end of the career if he doesn't hang on to this. But boy, time seems to be running out on John Metchie in terms of the Texans part of story.
I'm sorry,
of his
man.
Career.
He got to do something.
Yeah,
he can't roll out here with a 1-for-4 performance and a drop on third down like he did.
Agreed.
Like he's got to create some. Like hell, even if it's he's running free and somebody missed him. Okay, that's something. But there has got to be something done for him, Clint. And I give it to you. You were the first one. You were the first one on it. But like right now, I look at this depth chart. They got him as the number one backup behind Tank Dell. That will change quickly. That will change quickly.
Oh, I think it's already changed. He's got to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, you're right. He's got to. Like I said, something noticeable tonight coming up behind us again. As they will start things up pregame coming up with Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne as they get you ready for. The Steelers and the Texans. I got to be honest with you, Clint. I'm really intrigued by all the things we've talked about from Damian Pierce to John Metchie to the offense and defensive line, but I can't lie to you. Maybe the number one thing that I'm interested in this game tonight is I want to see what Justin Fields looks like.
It's getting interesting.
Chris. I can't help. Like I know. I'm we're watching the Texans. But the Justin Field thing, because Russ is not playing, so I think Justin's going to get some extended play, like more than you would think a starter would. I mean, I can see him into the second quarter playing, Clint. And I am really intrigued under Arthur Smith. We've seen Arthur Smith have success with quarterbacks that can move. Ryan Tannehill, he had great success with in Tennessee. I am really intrigued to see what Justin Fields looks like.
I don't know if you saw it, but did you see Louis Riddick's comments?
Mm-mm.
Louis Riddick said, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not exaggerating. He said that he's got it on good authority that if Justin Fields continues to ascend the way he's ascending right now, he will start week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, especially if Russ keeps Russ is still hurt and not playing a lot.
Well, Russ got a little calf injury. I don't think it's going to keep him for another month. The way that I read it from Louis Riddick was Russ can do about
but
it.
This, yeah.
If Justin Fields keeps ascending at the rate he's going right now, apparently the game is slowing down for him, which I told you, I mean, it does it for every quarterback. At some point in time, and it's like a light switch, man. At some point in time, the game slows down for you. And I'll be honest with you, odds are it slowed down significantly the day he left Chicago and went to Pittsburgh, where there's probably a little bit more support.
Well, maybe he got around support. People who potentially may believe in him a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
And no, well, we know Tomlin's not afraid to go on whoever the hell he wants to go with.
Yeah.
There's no outside stuff that's going to mess with. But yeah, I can't wait to see. I hope they let the whole clip out. Let him run, let him do everything. And that'll be good too. If he's running too, I don't know if there's anything that may prepare them more for week one than Anthony Richardson.
That's right.
Just a little bit. So like I don't think they're fearful of letting him move around and run around a little bit, and that may be something to really be helpful for the Texans. But boy, I can't wait to see that Joker tonight. I want to see if there's a new Steeler version of Justin Fields.
Right, I mean, right now, Ron, that's the biggest story in the NFL. I mean, like real story, like that I think has real legs to it. That boy, week one. I mean, it could be breaking news week one. Justin Fields starting for the Pittsburgh Steelers week one. I mean, I don't know. Is there a bigger story out there right now? That's not being that doesn't need somebody to fan the flames. Like literally is just a competition at that level.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like that's the story, man. And I just look, I said it before. I think it was just a matter of time before the wheels came off of Russ once again. I mean, the Pittsburgh is, boy, that ain't no spot to be fake and soft and all that. And I think there's probably a little bit of that too. Russell Wilson.
And Mike Tomlin will go with whoever he believes that gives him the best chance to win.
I got to believe Mike Tomlin's tired of that 8-8, 9-7, or 9-8, whatever the hell it was.
Got him in the playoffs last year. All right. That was a fun hour. Fun one strong hour. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne coming up behind us with the pregame show, getting you ready for the Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hopefully the Texans can get a W tonight. For Clint, great job. Chris, thank you for holding it down with a little 5 hours today. Tyler, drink up. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.